I mean, it's been really cool. Like, we've done, I've basically had the whole kind of Dragon Force experience in really kind of in a short space of time. We've recorded an album together, we've done live shows, we supported Iron Maiden at the O2 Arena last year in London. Yeah, no, it's been great. It's been crazy, but great, yeah.
How was it standing there on stage doing a support gig for Iron Maiden?
It was difficult, I have to say, because before in my last band I was playing with in front of 50, 60 people, and then Iron Maiden was 30,000. So yeah, I mean, it wasn't something you can do without, you know, a lot months and months of worrying about it. But the gig itself was actually really great, and the Iron Maiden fans actually really accepted us. So it was a good night. Still lost alone and I'm dying. Daylight, the world is still flying.
I'm actually really happy how the fans accepted Mark, you know, when we first announced him and show a video audition of him showing his voice, and you know, they really kind of, you know, they understand the style and how we integrate together. I think when the fans really hear the album, they're gonna go, wow, you know, we made a great choice in Mark being in the band.
What's about the new album? What's the biggest difference from like Inhuman Rampage and Ultra Beatdown with the new songs?
The new songs are definitely more, I guess, as the album together, the way the whole thing is put together, it's much more varied and much more dynamics compared to the last album, which is basically fast, long, shredding every single song, maximum full speed ahead. This one, we really kind of made each song, you know, stood out on its own with its own theme and its own sound. So every song has its own character.
Most of the songs were written by the time I arrived in the band. So what I was able to put onto the album was some kind of alternate melody lines that weren't written for me that I just kind of improvised when we were jamming out the songs before we recorded. And also on the lyrics, the expressions and everything, I think the way we did it was we went through every line making sure that we were getting the expressions right for everything. So yeah, I think on the album you can definitely hear that a lot of effort's gone into you know, making every line sound you know, meaningful as it should be and stuff like that.
Who are your main inspirations as a singer?
For Dragon Force, I'd say my main influences are people like Michael Kiske from Helloween, Bruce Dickinson, Sebastian Bach, Skid Row, loads of singers. I know so many, it would just be boring if I listed them. But yeah, I'm listening to new singers every day and I'm still inspired by other people. Endless destruction consuming our land. Legions of darkness destroy mankind. Storming the waste that we now overcome. Vanquishing evil and saying we bind. Rise up the slain, breaking the chains. Fight through the whirlwind of doom. Once more unbroken, the price we will pay. On this march into fire, the heart of the storm.
Mark is a great singer. We wouldn't pick someone who can't sing the old stuff really well and the new stuff, and he has such a wide range in the vocals, you know, he can sing low and to the high, and you know, he really demonstrated on the new album by having those dynamic songs, you know, to really showcase that Mark's vocal ability. But of course, to go just into Dragon Force is not an easy thing, you know, immediately, so he's a great fast learner and he really picked up on things really quickly. And you know, the way we've been rehearsing and jamming together on those songs, you know, it kind of went really well and really kind of been able to bring the energy that we kind of build together now, you know, with Mark in the band into the new album.
I'm just looking forward to going on tour, basically, because like this is my first time in Norway, but I really want to come out and do shows. So my expectations for next year is mainly just to be travelling, meeting fans, singing the songs. That's about it, really.
And listening to Herman shredding.
Obviously, yeah, I can't escape it. He's doing it on the tour bus, he's doing it in the hotel, so yeah.